Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg. I'm super happy you're here. And I'm thinking that I might be starting a new tradition. For a long time, this podcast was daily by another name, but it was a daily show, pretty short, 5 to 10 minute long episodes. And then I went to an interview format and it became something a little different. I do these interviews, they're usually 45 minutes to an hour or so long, and I only get to connect with you once a week. And so I have been thinking, based on something that a number of people said, that it's time to transform again and go to a format that goes a little bit longer than that, I guess I should say, or more often. So what I am thinking is going to happen is the Monday episodes are going to stay the same. They're going to be about innovation and creativity, and I'm going to be interviewing those peak performers in the social impact, environmental, animal rights, and creative space. That's going to never change. That's always going to be there on Mondays. But I'm going to start having shorter episodes the rest of the week. So Tuesdays, I'm thinking, will be about creativity. Wednesdays will be about compassion. Thursdays will be about curiosity, and Fridays will be about mindfulness. So get ready for shorter content Tuesdays through Fridays, but it's going to be about those topics. And having said that, today, Friday, October 8th, is my birthday. Yay! I'm actually really excited. I have a full day planned, and I'm seeing the new James Bond movie, and of course I'm going tonight to see Wicked, and I'm going to have a couple of incredible vegan meals while I'm at it in New York City, so I'm super excited about that. I still pinch myself that I get to live here. It's amazing. Anyway, so the reason that I'm doing this episode today is, first of all, it's about mindfulness. It's about taking stock. Every year, I take stock on my birthday, and a friend's post about her birthday also being this week got me thinking about what I do on my actual birthday. And if you know me at all, you know that I have set routines, and also I like to make lists. That's a big one for me. I like to-do lists so that I can check them off, but I also like vision boards and other sorts of lists that help me keep my eyes on the prize, if you will. So over my desk, for example, I have a list of things that I am always striving for. And this is something you might want to put over your desk too, if it's something that makes you feel good. And here are the things that I have on the list that's I see it right beyond my computer. First is, are you doing your best right now? Second is, focus on what matters. Third is, make marvelous mistakes. Fourth is, when you're done, be done. Fifth is so important. Tell yourself the truth. Sixth is, let go of regret. Seventh is, stuff happens. Control what you can and control how you respond. And eight is, you are the boss of your life. And nine, and the last one, is be curious. And I love curiosity. I think it's the key to creativity and innovation and saving the world. If we get curious and we add in a dash of compassion and creativity, we can change the world. So that's my list of mindful sort of things to be mindful for. But then as far as the routine for my birthday, instead of just having it be a daily thing, this is something I follow every year. And I'd love to know if you have a birthday routine. I don't know if you do, but drop me a comment and let me know. I'd love to hear what your birthday routine is, if you have one. And if you want to borrow mine, feel free. This is something I follow every year, and I thought I'd share it in case you might find it helpful. On my birthday, as far as the get-up routine, I follow the same routine as other days. I wake up and I meditate. Then I do yoga and I journal. However, the journaling I do on my birthday is a bit different. Instead of my usual sort of out-of-my-head brain dump ramblings, I do a check-in, and I try to answer the following questions. And again, if you want to write them down and use them to your heart's content, I'm probably going to put them in the show notes too, so that you have them. First question is, what went right this year? I know this has been a challenging year for so many of us. It's been whacked out crazy. And yet some things went right. You know, some things actually did go well. Everything from the weather being beautiful to I wrote a book. Yay. I created my own set of tarot decks. Yay. I mean, tarot cards. There were things that went right. But then what could I have done better? Oh, goodness. I could have been actually more productive. There are too many times in my life when my energy level doesn't let me be as productive as I'd like to be, as to accomplish as much as I want. But if I'm going to really be mindful, then I sort of have to remember to start where I am over and over and over again. And that's the thing about mindfulness, isn't it? It's not being the Dalai Lama. Only he is the Dalai Lama, right? We, the rest of us, have to sort of keep coming back to that place. We get off course and then we have to go, no, I'm okay right where I am. Because anything else makes you feel depressed, right? If you're not happy or content with right where you are, you get seriously bummed out. And if you don't get seriously bummed out, then you have a low-grade bum out going on every day. And I love Pema Chodron, who's a Zen Buddhist nun, and her thing about hopelessness is the only Buddhist definition of hopelessness that I can get behind, and it is, hopelessness is the release of all hope for an alternative to the present moment. Because she says that anything else, if you are hoping for something else, then you are not present and content where you are. You are instead wistful and wishing. And on some levels, being wistful and wishing can be good because it can drive you. But if you let it make you unhappy, then you're wasting energy being unhappy and being discontent when that energy could be being put to something else that's more beneficial to you or to others or to the planet or something. So I can be more mindful. That's what I could have done better, and I'm working on it. I'm up to a half an hour a day of meditation, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening right before I go to sleep. And it's helping me sort of get into that place of, oh, this is okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. I have to admit, I failed big time yesterday. I got stuck in traffic. It took me almost 3 hours to drive 3 miles. I know, driving in New York City during rush hour, it's my own fault. And yet, for various reasons, I needed to go to the store. So, and I did not do well, I have to admit, it was bad. Okay, so this is one of those times when I go back into my breathing and I have to keep sort of starting where I am. And that's the lesson I'm taking away from that is, yeah, even when I'm really bummed out or really upset, I can keep coming back to the release of all hope for an alternative to the present moment. This is where I am. That's where I was last night. So I can hopefully do that better this year. I'm going to be trying every minute. And that's the thing about mindfulness. It's not, oh, I was mindful for 5 minutes today, woohoo, and I'm done. No, it's a practice. You keep coming back to that same place. And that brings me to number three. What lessons have I learned? That's one of the big lessons I've learned this year is patience is king. And of course, loving yourself is queen. So, and that's another lesson. I am a work in progress like the rest of us. And I keep coming back to that. You've got to accept yourself lesson. You have to love yourself. If you don't, then that is the most bone deep discontent and unhappiness. And we get enough messages that we're not enough and that we are not lovable. There are plenty of messages out there for that. And so the lone voice of dissent sometimes is you going, no, I am lovable. I do love and I am loved, and that is a good thing. And so that's another lesson that I have learned this year is to keep coming back to that, even when I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Because I always feel like I could be doing more, no matter how much I've accomplished. I've always got that splinter in my butt, as that's a Russian expression that doesn't really translate well. But imagine if you were sitting on a bench and you had a splinter in your butt, you wouldn't just keep sitting there. You'd try to move, you'd try to figure out what's going on, and you'd try to get the splinter out. Okay, which of the goals I set for myself this past year have I accomplished? That's question number four. I wanted to write another book, and I've written my mystery. It's being edited by my beta readers. It's the first in the tarot card mystery series, which is one of the reasons I created my own tarot deck, is because I wanted to make sure that I had a tarot deck to work from as I wrote this book. Plus, I'm going to be releasing sometime very soon a class on how to learn to do it for yourself. And that's hopefully going to be ready before the end of the year, where if you want to learn how to read like I read, you'll be able to do it direct from me. Which are still works in progress? Well, the book is still a work in progress. It's not out yet, but also me. I am still a work in progress. I think I said that just a few minutes ago. I am a work in progress. Here you go. Number six, what am I grateful for? Oy, so much. First of all, my mom is coming to visit. I haven't seen her in years. She lives in another country, so she's going to be here on Monday early morning for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to get to shore New York. Last time she was in the USA, I didn't live in New York, so that's pretty exciting. I get to see my mom, and I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for my sisters and my best friend, Golda and Emily and Kristen. And I'm grateful for Rich and my kitties and all of my dear friends. I'm grateful for my creativity. I am always looking for the next creative project. And I'm super excited anytime I get a chance to do that. I feel a little bit weird about my voice, I have to admit. My singing voice is under-practiced. I could have done that better too, I guess, this year. I could have kept practicing better. And that's number seven. What do I hope to learn this year? I hope to learn more self-acceptance. I hope to learn more about how to serve the people that I am supposed to be serving, that I can serve to help you be more creative, to be more innovative, to be out there with your bad self. In the best way possible. I hope to learn more avenues to do that. And I hope to learn to be a better writer and a better speaker this year. And I also hope to learn more about this podcasting thing. I love doing it. It's my favorite thing to do right now, is to be out here on the airwaves. It makes me remember being a DJ back in high school and college. So that's very exciting for me. What are my goals for this coming trip around the sun? Well, I sort of already detailed them. I want to take the podcast daily. I want to release this book and the Mindful Creative book, and also the Mindful Creative System, which I think is going to be a revolutionary. I'm very excited about that. I also hope to this trip around the sun will keep us in this apartment, but I'm hoping to downsize. It's one of the things that I really hope to do this year. I want to downsize how much stuff I have so that we can be more mobile and be more able to be maneuverable, I guess. That's one of the other goals. And I hope to be happier. I hope to just keep being happier. And I hope to, I do have I don't want to run a mile, but I would like to be able to run half a mile. And I have terrible knees and ankles, so that's tough. But that's one of my goals, is I want to be able to run like a quarter mile without falling. What is the biggest adventure that I can have? That's question number nine. I would like to travel out of the country sometime this year, if possible. Costa Rica is really looming. I would really love to go there and be there. That would be amazing. But I also have this wonderful nonprofit that I've sort of started working with a little bit. And that, Wendy Hapgood, if you're listening to this, Wendy, here you are, of the Wild Tomorrow Fund. She's the co-director and the co-founder of the Wild Tomorrow Fund. And she and I have become friendly. And I adore you, Wendy, if you're listening to this. And they do a trip to South Africa every year to, you can be a volunteer to go to South Africa and to spend a week or 10 days, I forget which it is, volunteering and helping at their wildlife refuge and conservation refuge. And that would be amazing. So that's something that I'm thinking, if possible. I think that happens in July. And if possible, I'm going to see if I can make that happen. So that's probably the biggest adventure. And yet, when I turned 50, I set myself the goal of going to a new country every year. And of course, during COVID times, I didn't get to go anywhere. But I did get to go to Cuba before all of the COVID stuff happened, and I've already been to South Africa, so I still can go to Costa Rica if I can save my pennies and make that happen. I would love to. And the last thing that I do as part of my routine for my birthday, after I'm done journaling, I light a candle, I make my wishes, and set my intentions for the coming year. And then I blow the candle out to send the wishes out into the universe. And that's a way, it's sort of like I'm packed with myself. And it helps me remember what I've decided, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do it. And it's a way of keeping myself accountable to myself, but also, as my biggest lesson for the year probably is trying to be mindful, it's a way of doing that too. So I'm going to put these questions into the show notes, but I'm going to read them off to you right now just so that you have them. Again, just the questions, not my answers. And I'd love, as I said, if you have a birthday routine, get in touch, comment, let me know what it is. So here are the questions again. 1, what went right this year? 2, what could I have done better? 3, what lessons have I learned? 4, which of the goals I set for myself for this past year have I accomplished? 5, which are still works in progress? 6, what am I grateful for? 7, what do I hope to learn this year? 8, what are my goals for this coming trip around the sun? 9, what is the biggest adventure I can have? And 10, after I am done journaling, lighting a candle, making my wishes, and setting my intentions in the coming year, blowing the candle out and sending those wishes out into the universe. Those are that's the routine. Every birthday, that's what I do. So, and before that, of course, I wake up and I meditate, I do yoga, and I do that journal. That's the whole point of this. So I'd love to hear from you if you have a birthday routine, a birthday ritual, if you will, that you do. I would love to hear about it. This is going to be a very simple show notes. I'm just going to put those questions in the show notes. This episode is going to be out in just a few minutes. I hope that you have an amazing day, and I hope that you have the most creative and innovative adventures. I really do. If I could make a wish for you for my birthday, is that you get to be as creative as you desire and as innovative in your work and your life so that you live it on your own terms. And remember, my favorite things, I have a mug that I made with the 3 C's, creativity, compassion, and collaboration. And I have to redo it because I've added a fourth, and that is curiosity. Being curious, I think, as I said earlier, is the key. So I wish for you curiosity about whatever it is that makes you curious. If you like this episode, I'd love it if you'd let me know. Drop a line with your birthday routine and or tell a friend about it. I hope that you are doing great. And I'm Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot.